Good afternoon, Gary. Andrew, thank you for joining us after this 1-0 defeat at home to Matlock Town. We can see what the side are trying to do. However, we do seem to be a little shot shy, and at the moment we seem to be overplaying things somewhat, Gary.
No, you know what? To be honest, Kev, we're quite pleased with the way things are going. We're quite pleased with the way the team are playing. Obviously, we've had to integrate new players into our formation, into our system. And I think they've adapted really, really well. We've controlled a game of football today for, I would say, you know, the vast majority of the 90 minutes. We've conceded a scrappy goal. We've had one or two half chances the other way. But I'm not too worried because we're still creating the chances. The chances are still being created. So it's just a matter of time before those start, you know, turning into a lot of goals for us. So we're pleased with the way things are going. We're happy with, you know, with the performance of the boys today. It may seem a little shot shy, but, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, we are getting there. We're in and around the opposition's box. When a team comes here and has to camp, you know, and park the bus, as you put it, you know, for the vast majority of the game, then that should tell you how much we've controlled the game. So we're happy with the way things are going at the moment.
Okay, Andrew, again, today we have lost the game. We may have controlled it, but we've lost it by 1-0. This time a mistake at the back, but also at the other end, an inability to actually score.
Yeah, I think when what you've got to take into account is that we've had 4 or 5 new players in the forward line, so you know it doesn't just integrate like overnight. So with the forward line, you have to build relationships, build combinations, understand each other's runs, understand what sort of the preferences and strengths of people are. So last year we started off and we didn't score loads of goals, and then when the players integrated, they start to know each other more, and they start to score goals. So if you think about what we're doing at the moment, so if I look at our build, our midfield, we're dominating the game. But then if you look in them two areas, we've kept a lot of players from last year: Aaron Ford, Bez, Jimmy, Snoop, Joe, Goffe, Enre. So when you look at that, Jazz in the part of the build as well, Bilal, you look at that and you think, well, wait a minute, them two-thirds of the pitch are really, really, really good. So that's because they know each other, they know the movements, they know how each other play, what their strengths are. So the final third of the pitch, it's a case of understanding each other a little bit better. But when you have 4 or 5 new additions in that area, because people went to other clubs because of the COVID situation and budgets changing and stuff like that, it doesn't come overnight, that doesn't. However, for me, like, we're creating chances, and I'll point out some things today. Tyrell Waite goes clean through, he don't touch the guy, he's clean through it. He would have been 1-1 with the keeper. The referee says foul. Didn't even touch him. Even their guy said, I can't believe what's happened. So if he's clean through and score that goal and Matlock have to come out, we might be having a different conversation here of scoring 3 and 4 and 5. Because if a team has to come out against us, a team has to come out, then we'll see what goes on then. Because at the moment, like, if it's a boxing match, 25 minutes in, the game gets stopped today. We pulverise the team. In the first half, we can't recall, apart from a corner, touching in our box at all. In the second half, obviously, there was the mistake, which was a mistake, and it was a mistake. It wasn't any of inventive play or anything. The lad who made a mistake normally don't. He's signed. So that's just a one-off. So when I look at that, I'm thinking, well, Goffey's had a one-on-one. Tyrell's had a one-on-one. The keeper's made 2 good saves there. Bilal's had a header what's just gone past the post. Tyrell's clean through, and he don't touch him. And if he goes clean through, we have a chance. Shot McDonald beats the offside trap, I think, goes through. He gets caught offside. So there's some moments in the game there in the first half. If we score the goal, it's a totally different game. So I'm not concerned of that, because the play, and also what I will say today, is the lads' work rate was phenomenal. In order, in the first half, if anyone watches the game back, they'll win the ball, boot it back, win the ball, boot it back, win the ball, boot it back to us. Because the press and the attitude and the application was phenomenal. So if we do that in the season, we'll be fine. 100%. Like, I've got no issues with that, where we are. And in terms of shooting, like, I understand there's 2 things that I've got to address which will make us better. I understand that. I've seen that today. I'll address them and we'll score more goals. But at the same time, we're integrating the new lads. So I'm not that concerned, because I can see what we're doing from the training grounds being applied by the players. And there's a good buy-in. And they should be confident, the players. I told them that after. I thought there was some really good performance. I thought Dexter Walters fitted in really well today. Come on, he looked dangerous. He's putting balls into the box. He's beating his man 1v1. He's getting at players. You know, you've got Donald, who looks sharp. We're managing him a little bit because he's come back from an injury. He gives us a totally different dimension. Our centre forward come off today with a knock, a protection him. If Jordan Graham stays on, Shaq McDonald's not injured, it's a different story. So when you look at it like that, we've had to make changes because of that. I'm not too concerned.
OK, Okay, Gary, probably linking into that response from Andrew, actually, what are the positives that you feel that you can take from today's game, results aside?
Yeah, take the result out of it, the total domination of the game today, the way we move the ball, like Andy said, the pressing and the application, the desire, the work rate that the boys showed from the first whistle today was absolutely brilliant. It's more like what we want to do. So they are buying into everything that we're doing, and like, you know, I'm very happy about the way they've gone about their business today on the pitch, albeit the result not being the one that we wanted.
The question that you hate me asking you guys, and it's obviously a game by game thing, are you any clearer on the personnel that you actually want to start the season with and want to keep at the club?
Yeah, like there's some really, really good players there. I think what you've got to understand as well is that there's I think we've got Saturday, Tuesday until December, so we're going to need a big squad. We've got a good squad of players. It's going to have to be big and in depth. Today we had 18, 19 good players. So we're happy with the squad that we've got. We're building on that. In terms of, like, there was one obviously new addition today, but we're quite happy with the players we've got. If you want my honest answer, I think we're a lot better team. I think we're a lot better team than last year. I think the players understand the philosophy more, and we're a lot better team. And I think what I have noticed as well is we look very solid at the other end, very, very solid as a group. So I think we're there. We know what we're looking at. We're like one maybe, but the squad's there, and we've got loads of games. So the lads understand that it's a squad thing, not a 11-man thing, because there's going to be injuries. Players aren't going to be able to play Saturday, Tuesday from, you know, the start when we kick off on the 19th until December. Not going to be possible physically. And when you're working with non-league players, obviously people working on that, it's not possible. So you need a squad in depth, and I think we've got that.
Thank you, Andrew. Gary, on to Brackley now on Tuesday evening. What do you want to get out of the game?
Obviously, we want to get the same kind of tempo and intense work rate that the boys have showed today, keep developing those understandings and hopefully get a victory, which will boost a bit of the confidence as well. The boys are still upbeat. They know exactly what's required, and I'm sure we'll come here on Tuesday night with a full squad ready to go again, you know, and they'll set the tone on the pitch, and I think it'll be a fantastic game for us.
As always, thank you very much for your time, guys. Speak again soon.
Thank you.